A path that is inside a tunnel. Hasharet betano or hakideiros tahara. Enter the sharet in the tunnel. The kedera, the path that's inside the tunnel, remains tahara. It would not become tamei from the sharet. Shein kli charet metamei kelim. A kli charet cannot be metamei kelim. A kli charet that is tamei is only metamei ochon or mashkin that's inside the kli charet. But a kli that's inside the kli charet would not become tamei from the kli charet. So therefore, the pot remains tahara. Hayeba mashkin toifeach. Nidma utmeach. If inside this kedera there was dampness, there was a little bit of liquid on the bottom of the kedera, that liquid becomes tame from the kli charet. So the kli charet, even though it's not metame, the kedera would be metame the mashkin. And that mashkin would be metame the kedera. And the kedera would become tame from mashkin. That is tame, even though the kedera does not become tame from a kli charet, so the kli charet is not metame a kli. The mashkin that tame would be metame a kli. So therefore, in such a case, that there is dampness inside the kedera would become tame. Hareveim, about such a case it is said, mitamecha lo temuni bata tame sunni. It's as if the kedera is talking to the maskin. What was mitame you can't be mitame me. The klichare that is mitame the maskin cannot be mitame the kedera alone if there's no maskin inside the kedera. But yet you, the maskin, that has become tame from the tame, you could be mitame me. This is very ironic. That what's mitame the maskin can't be mitame the kedera, but the maskin that had become tame from the tana would be mitame the kedera. Masechet Kerem Parachet Mishnah Hey Tarnagol Shabala Et Hasheret, a rooster that has swallowed a sheret, but not by laver atan or tar. And this rooster, after it swallowed the sheret, fell inside the laver, the interior of a tana, or the tana remains tar. The sheret will not be mitame the tana, even though a sheret that falls inside the tana would be mitame the tana. But in this case, since it was swallowed by a tarnagol, it's considered a tumah blua, a tumah that was swallowed by a living being, and a tumah blua is not mitame. The emes tame. But if the tarnagol died right there, inside the tana, the sheret would be mitame the tana after the tarnagol died, and after the tarnagol died, it's no longer considered a tumah blua, and would be mitame the tana. It's only considered a tumah blua, kovman, the tarnagol is still alive. But if the tarnagol died 24 hours after it swallowed the sheret, then the sheret will no longer be metame even after the tarnagol died. The reason is that it takes 24 hours to digest the sheret. So therefore, after 24 hours, it's no longer considered a sheret and would not be metame. So only if the tarnagol died within 24 hours from the point that it swallowed the sheret, would the sheret be metame after the death of the tarnagol. Hasheret shenimsa betano. Hapasha betocho shnia. Shatanar tchim. The sheret that is found in the tanner, and at the same time that the sheret is found in the tanner, there is bread inside the tanner. The bread would be tamei, but it would only be a sheni. It would be a sheni with tumah. Because the tanner is a tchila, meaning to say the tanner becomes a rishon. And the sheret is an avat tumah, and it's metame the tanner, and the tanner becomes a rishon. That is a din. That something that becomes tamei from an avat tumah becomes a rishon. And the pas which became tamei from the tanner becomes a sheni. And you might think, that since the sheret is metame the tana, even though it didn't come into contact with the tana, and the sheret is metame the tana, even if it's hung in the avar tana, that's exeris hakos. And you might think the reason is that the Torah looks at it as if the tumah of the sheret is espashated, spread out throughout the entire interior of the tana, and it's as if the tumah came into contact with the tana. And if that was the case, then the pas would become tame also from the sheret, and it would be a rishon the tumah. And since the tumah of the sheret is espashated throughout the entire interior of the tana, and the pas is inside the tana, so it's as if the tumah of the sheret came into contact with the pas. So maybe the pas would be a rishon, since it came into contact with the tumah from an avat tumah. So the Mishnah tells us that's not the case. We don't look at it as if the tumah is misbashed throughout the entire interior of the tana. So the pas does not become tumah from the sheret, instead it becomes tumah from the tana, and since the tana is a rishon, the pas becomes a sheret.